It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hi there, Charlie.
Hello, Mary.
Charlie, last week's episode touched on some new seed varieties for some cool vegetables to try, some of them from the All-American selections. And you've got some suggestions for home gardeners when it comes to flower seed varieties to try.
Oh, yeah. So the All-American selections is actually a nice organization, been around for over 100 years. And it's a nonprofit, and they have 80 trial gardens throughout the United States and Canada where they try these new varieties from seed companies and plant companies. And these are professional horticulturists that are at public gardens or seed companies or plant companies where they're trialing them and grade them. So they have vegetables, they have annual flowers, and today I want to talk about three perennial flowers. The first one is a coreopsis. This is a wildflower, a native plant from the prairies, but of course a lot of people know it as a nice perennial flower in their garden with yellow flowers. The variety I'm looking at is called Sunglobe. And Sunglobe is a nice one because unlike other coreopsis that get kind of rangy, this one stays nice and compact, only about 14 inches tall and wide. It has beautiful double flowers, so much more of a show flower-wise. And it, like a lot of the perennials are coming out with, it flowers for a longer period of time. So it's not just for a couple weeks, it could go on for months flowering. Another one is called Dianthus. I love the perennial Dianthus because they're low-growing, have beautiful blue-green foliage on them, and then they, of course, send up these flower stalks. And the one that I'm really like from this group is called Supra Cherry. It's got a deep cherry color in the heart of the flower, and then as it comes out towards the edge of the petals, it turns more of a pink. So it's a very stunning flower to look at. And again, this one is a little more compact, it flowers a little bit longer, and it's heat and drought tolerant, and you don't have to deadhead it either. And the last one is a little Italian one called Soleggiato, which is a heliopsis. Heliopsis are false sunflowers. They normally bloom kind of late summer into fall, kind of a big plant. Again, this is a dwarf one, a shorter one that only gets a few feet tall, nice and compact. It's good for pollinators, and it has semi-double flowers, so it's really nice, and it blooms for a longer period of time. The deer don't like it. The rabbits don't like it. Also, the thing that really stood out for me is the aphids don't seem to like it, which if you've grown Heliopsis, you know that can be an issue with that plant. So three nice ones to try from the AAS winners.
So cool. I love Dianthus, so I'm definitely going to look up the Supra Cherry variety. That one sounds so pretty. Sally in Worcester has this question for you, Charlie. Sally writes, what are your thoughts about Rosa virginiana? I was told to get this plant since it's a native versus Rosa rugosa.
Yes, Rosa virginiana is the native version. In fact, Rosa rugosa, the one we commonly grow as a species rose, is really not native to the east. It's more native to the west. This one, Rosa virginiana, is an east coast plant. It's a nice looking plant, single pink flower, nice rose hips to it. Gets kind of big and rangy because it's a species, but it doesn't spread as much as the Rosa rugosa. So this is one you may not want to put it in your perennial flower garden, but you might want to put it in with other shrubs, maybe in a wildlife area, meadow, that kind of thing. Great wildlife plant and absolutely a good plant to grow.
Okay. Mary in Irisburg writes, I bought a lovely blue hydrangea in early May. The summer was so dry, I was out of the house a lot, and I didn't transplant it. I kept it as a house plant. Now it's winter, and do I keep it as a house plant and transplant it in my garden in spring, or do I force it into dormancy in my basement, keep it watered, etc., before transplanting it outdoors?
Yes, so the blue hydrangea, Hydrangea macrophylla, beautiful outdoor plant. You can grow it as an indoor plant. I think the key is to put it in a cool, bright, sunny room. So if you can, if you have a room that's maybe down as low as 50 degrees, but has some bright light in it all winter long, that will be perfect for it. Make sure it stays watered, but not too much water. Don't overwater it. If the leaves drop, don't worry about it. You're really interested in the buds along that stem. And then come May, then you start transitioning it out, harden it off like you would your tomato plants, give it a little transition to the outside, and then plant it, and hopefully you'll have some flowers this summer.
And this last question, actually it's two of them. One from Stephanie in St. Albans, and Anne wrote in to say something about the same problem they're having with what to do with their tulip bulbs that didn't get planted this fall. They both wrote in to say they, you know, found the box of tulip bulbs either on the back porch or in the garage, and they're wondering what to do about it.
Ah, common problem. I've even done that too. The best thing to do with your tulips is to force them. So what you'd want to do is put them in pots with some potting soil, then put those pots in a really cool, dark place. So a basement, an unheated garage, somewhere that's going to stay above above freezing but below ideally 50 degrees, and then leave them there until mid to end of April. That's a long time, but that's the dormant period that they're going to need. And then at that period, bring them out, put them in a sunny window, or if it's warm enough, put them outside, and they hopefully will grow and flower for you, so you at least get a nice pot of tulips next spring.
Send gardening questions to gardening@vermontpublic.org and listen to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.